We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
And let us get to Alejandro Solana and talk about it Tuesday.
All right, let's start here, even though I don't really want to, but it was the topic all over NFL Twitter yesterday and even into today after Julian Edelman announced his retirement yesterday. This is the argument. Is Edelman a Hall of Famer or not a Hall of Famer?
Talk about it.
Talk about it.
Talk about it. Well, I don't know enough about, you know, Hall of Fame stats, right? So I'm not a huge stats guy, but I've seen Edelman's numbers compared to Hines Ward's numbers. And Hines Ward has a Super Bowl MVP as well, if you're putting that into the mix. So it's not like Julian Edelman has something that Hines Ward doesn't. And so if Hines Ward can't sniff the Hall of Fame, then I don't see how Julian Edelman should. That being said, he is a great Jewish hero athlete, and we embrace him. We Jews embrace Julian Edelman. He gives us great pride in the athletic realm where we don't have much representation. He's in our Jewish Hall of Fame, without question. The NFL Hall of Fame, Pro Football Hall of Fame, probably not.
The answer is no, 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 and hell no. He's a good player, good receiver, good slot guy, just it all off numbers, all the analytics. What did he do? He wasn't a generational talent. He was a real good slot receiver for one of the best quarterbacks in it. The best quarterback in history of the NFL. I love Julian Edelman. He is a great player. I enjoyed watching him, even with Cam Newton, with a couple times he played with him. Julian Edelman is not on a Jerry Rice, on a Randy Moss. He's just not on that level. Love him to death, but he should never go to the Hall of Fame.
Here's the comparison with Hines Ward. Julian Edelman, 620 receptions. Hines Ward, 1,000. Julian Edelman, 6,822 yards. Hines Ward, 12,083 yards. Julian Edelman, 36 touchdowns. Hines Ward, 85 touchdowns. They both have won a Super Bowl MVP. Statistically, yeah, if Hines Ward doesn't belong there, then Julian Edelman is nowhere near getting into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. I don't know. You tell me if I'm crazy. I think Wes Welker was better than Julian Edelman.
Yeah, I mean, Julian Edelman played his role perfectly. You want a sure-handed guy, right? And if Tom Brady trusts you, then you know you're a good receiver, but that doesn't make you a Hall of Fame receiver.
No,
you know, so
You know what, Solon, I like how you laid that out because it was a conversation. Everybody, you go straight, do retire. Is he a Hall of Famer? Bro, the Hall of Fame shit, it's not supposed to be easy to get into. It's not supposed to be easy. If Zach Thomas is not in the Hall of Fame by now, it should take Julian Edelman 400 years to make it if he does. There's no chance. It should be an elite group, the Hall of Fame, the best guys to ever, the best receivers to ever play this game. And Julian Edelman is not one of the best receivers to ever play this game. He didn't even make Pro Bowls when he was balling with New England because there were so many more better receivers in the league than him.
But to play devil's advocate, do we have any Jewish football players in the Hall of Fame? And if not, can we get one?
Yeah.
We get one?
Yeah.
But Hawk, I just don't. I think
you there might be give some, us one.
There might be some other religions out there as well that don't have any. I don't know if that is, you know, I don't know if the.
But we just.
What?
We're asking for one.
Affirmative action of the Hall of Fame? It's out of my pay grade.
Can we get Myers Leonard to weigh in on this? Mm-mm. Nope, there's a no vote right there.
No,
so he says no. All right.
No vote for him.
No Football Hall of Fame, Jewish. They call them members? Jewish?
what is it? The list of Jewish NFL players are pretty short. I don't think you.
We can't get our one guy into the Hall of Fame?
Why your voice keep cracking?
We just want the one guy.
I'm on your side then.
Zero Pro Bowl appearances, by the way, for Julian Edelman. Sorry, Hawk. I don't mean to rag on our guy here. I'm with you. Put him in the hall for us. But zero Pro Bowl appearances. I don't know of any Hall of Famer that made zero All-Star games in the NBA, zero Pro Bowl appearances in the NFL.
All right.
So he was never one of the top four receivers in the league his entire career, but now he's going to Hall of Fame. I'm sorry, Hawk. I'm sorry.
All right. I mean, listen, we want to do the whole show anti-Semitically. Let's go ahead. Nope. I mean, it is what it is.
Nope.
I'm looking at Jewish players in pro football. Did you know Lyle Alzado was Jewish?
No.
You remember Lyle Alzado?
No, the name. That was a long time ago, though.
The monster. Let's see. Greg Camarillo was Jewish?
What?
I know Greg, and I didn't know that.
Is that true? Am I on the right page here? Yeah, list of Jewish American sports people. Greg Camarillo was Jewish?
Wait, he's still alive. He is Jewish?
Yeah, Hawk. Huh. like Greg is from 1941. Greg played, you know. Greg has a four-year-old daughter right now, man. I know Greg.
Let's see. Josh Rosen, we know, of course. Sage Rosenfels. Jeff Schwartz, we've had him on the air before.
Jay Fiedler, wasn't he Jewish?
Yeah, I think he was.
Camarillo is Jewish. His mother's Jewish, and her family immigrated to the U.S. from Hungary when she was young.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jay Fiedler, he's Jewish. Yeah, I don't, and none of these names here though jump off as a. Sid Luckman. There you go, Sid Luckman, former Chicago Bears quarterback. He's in the Hall of Fame.
There you go.
All right,
Sid Luckman. Yeah. We got our guy.
Yes. Oh.
Got our guy.
Sid. Get him, Sid.
Born in 1916, died in 1998 in Aventura. How about that? There's our Hall of Famer. Well, I don't know about you guys, but I'm taking a trip to Canton. And I'm bringing, what am I bringing with me? A couple of canadles and a latke.
Latkes are delicious.
Mm. All right, let's transition here to Charles Barkley. He recently claimed he was offered a position to work on the Monday Night Football
broadcast. I forgot this was talking about a Tuesday. I just thought we were talking about Jewish Hall of Famers. All right, go ahead. I'm sorry. Talk about it Tuesday. Talk about it, Solana.
You thought this was a post-Shabbat ceremony for a second. You're just shooting the bleep with your guys at the shul.
Yeah, I thought it was just me, a couple of guys sitting around talking about great Jewish athletes. Going back in the Rolodex to the 1930s for Sid Luckman.
You got to do what you got to do. Did you say Sandy Koufax?
Sue Bird.
Is Sue Bird Jewish?
Yep. I'm looking at
she
right
is?
Now. Yeah. Sue Bird.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah. We're in the WNBA Hall of Fame too then, baby.
Let's go. Talk about it. Woo. Talk about it.
All right, Charles Barkley, he recently claimed he was offered a position to work on the Monday Night Football broadcast, but he says he turned it down.
Talk about it.
Talk about it.
Talk about it. I'm a Charles Barkley fan. I love when he's talking. I love when he's giving analysis because he doesn't watch. He doesn't know. And it doesn't bother me at all. So I would have loved him on Monday Night Football. When he does the NCAA tournament, he does not watch college basketball. That is me doing analysis on college basketball. You remember the other night? It was Shaq who was talking about Pascal and Siakam as two different people. But that, I mean, that none of those guys watch basketball anymore, like real analysts. I don't mind. I love when Barkley is adding his two cents to anything. So I would have loved to have seen it.
If you love uninformed shows, listen to the Dolphin pregame with Channing Crowder.
No. Just talk, baby. Just talk.
I don't like. You know what? I'll be honest. I swear to goodness, Tony Romo has set the bar so damn high on everybody in football that they would kill him like they killed what's a little wrinkle fingers, Booger McFarland. The tight end?
Jason Witten. Witten was awful.
But you know what? If Witten got into it 10 years ago, he wouldn't be as awful as he was now. That this damn Romo has put this bar so high, and I love Romo. I'm backing Romo. I'm not criticizing him. He's charismatic. He calls the plays out. He tells you what's about to happen. But Chuck can't do that. Like you're saying, Chuck will be talking about somebody's mom, you know, being a teacher at a high school or something. He's not going to talk about football. I think football people like more football than basketball people like straight X and O basketball.
That's a good point. That is a good point, because Tony Romo is so beloved, and it's because he gives you just that insight. And you would get none, obviously, from Barkley. But, man, he is entertaining. I would have liked it.
Well, like, even on the TNT set, and I love watching TNT basketball, even if it's not the Heat. They don't teach you about basketball unless when little Bad Knees Kenny runs to the board. They just talk trash to each other, and you enjoy the camaraderie of those four.
Right, right.
I don't really learn during halftime like Correct. I learned during NFL.
No, games. I like when they bust on each other. You know, my favorite part on that whole show and its history has been the talk about the gas tank. Now I'm tempted to play that today.
That's what. think about having that argument on Monday Night Football. Football
Sign
people
me
would
up.
Go Hawk,
Sign
football
me up.
People would go crazy to talk about gas tank getting filled at halftime of a Monday night game.
I'd like it. What about you, Solana? Barkley, Monday Night Football?
I'm in. Yeah, anytime Barkley talks, I want to hear what he has to say. So I'm in.
Yeah, I like it. All right, you got another talk about it Tuesday?
I do, guys. A new Netflix movie. It's based on Saints head coach Sean Payton's life. After he was suspended by the NFL over Bountygate, they casted Kevin James to play Sean Payton.
Talk about it.
Talk about it.
Talk about it. Yeah, I saw that. I don't know if that's inspired casting, because Sean Payton's a fairly serious guy. We all know Kevin James as a cut-up. Obviously, it's about Sean Payton's season off, and he goes to coach his kid's football team rather than coaching the Saints because of Bountygate. And I just don't – like, Kevin James is squat. He's super squat. Not that Sean Payton, you know, is a physical specimen, but I don't know. When I see Kevin James, I see the UPS uniform from King of Queens. Like, that's how I see him. So, I don't know. He's a local guy. I think he lives in Delray Beach or Boca.
Yeah, man. You hit my point right on the head, Hawk. I was thinking more Brad Pitt or Tom Cruise or Leonardo DiCaprio. You know, I just like a more good-looking, you know, serious actor. But to the point of if they're trying to make it more funny, if they're going to make more of a, you know, a lighter story out of this with Kevin James, I like it, because the drama behind Bountygate is really BS to me. Okay, you gave some guys some money to hit on a football field. Like, it's not like they made a big story about it because all the CTE stuff came out. But to be honest, in that time in football, that was normal. Greg Williams is still calling defenses in the NFL as we speak today. It's not as serious as people make it. So if the casting was more on the lighter side because they want to lighten up the story, I'm with that.
Yeah, it's going to be a comedic look at him coaching the high school team. I don't think it's a serious look at Bountygate. So I
like it, because please don't make Bountygate it was Watergate. It was not Watergate.
Right. I think one more. What? I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, I think you guys are way off here, man. Like, Kevin James showed his range in Paul Blart Mall Cop 1 and 2. I really think you guys are off on this one.
I happen to like Kevin James a lot. I loved King of Queens. And as you know, I am a new fan to grown-ups. But I thought it was a strange casting, but that's all right. I like Kevin James.
What is his most serious? Does he have any serious
no,
films?
No.
You know what? I'm looking through his little filmography. There's nothing that's serious.
No, there's nothing serious. And this will be a silly one. This is a straight to Netflix movie, right?
Yeah. It's a Happy Madison production. Adam Sandler.
Oh, so it's Adam Sandler doing it. All right. Yeah. It's like Bird Box. All right, one last one, Solana. One last talk about a Tuesday.
Okay, I'll let you guys decide. You want a Mel Kiper update, his latest mock draft, or a Guinness World Record?
I'll go Guinness World Record.
I would let you read off the back of a cereal box before I wanted to have a Mel Kiper take.
We'll get to that later then. The woman with the Guinness World Record for longest fingernails just had them cut off.
This.
Yeah. They were 24 feet, 7 inches long in total.
Talk about it. Yeah, she looked disgusting. I don't know if anybody saw the picture. She looked disgusting. There's no way she could live an actual human life. I don't know if she was able to monetize having those fingernails. I don't know why she would have wasted 30 years of her life with those fingernails. It was disgusting, and I'm glad the world is rid of them.
She's gonna be empty inside. I don't know. Like, that was her identity. You just hit her.
No,
head
that
off.
Was. That was definitely her identity. You're right. That was
it's
her identity.
30 years. Now she walks in. Nobody looks at her. Nobody talks to her. There's no, like, that was her. That was her icebreaker, was having these big ass hands hanging out of these bags. Right. I think she's going to be miserable.
Yeah. Well, you had a nice run, lady. It was longer than we all expected. Move on. Is that it?
You told me one more right before I read that one.
Yeah, I didn't know if you had a take on it, is what was my...
No.
You do not have a take on it?
No, I mean, it's fingernails, whatever.
It was your topic. All right, there you go. A rousing rendition of Talk About It Tuesday. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
This is the Hock and Crowder Show.
Talk about it.
Hock and Crowder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh,